Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a Monday for the Nationals. Their bullpen gets better via trade, and Gio Gonzalez takes a no-hitter into the ninth inning in Miami. Grant and Danny welcoming you back, 106.7 The Fan, second hour of four. Dave Jagler, one of the voices of Nationals baseball, who you hear night in and night out on 106.7 The Fan on the radio call, was in the TV booth on Masson last night, filling in for Bob Carpenter with FP Santangelo. And Jags, what a brilliant job you did on television.
Great.
Seamless transition from radio, two very different styles of calling a game, and you made it look so easy. Did you have fun last night? What was that like?
Well, I mean, thanks for saying that, guys. The game was fun. I mean, that's what made it. All of a sudden, I look up and I'm going, it's the ninth inning. Have I started working yet? It just, the game just flew by because of really both pitchers pitching so well. But for me, it was very much out of my comfort zone. I mean, I've done radio my whole career and, you know, almost 2,000 Nationals games. So it's a lot different. I mean, it's still baseball, but it's almost like if I went up there batting left-handed. It's just it's a different look and a different feel. And it took me a couple innings, I think, just to kind of settle into the rhythm of doing television and try not to say too much, because on radio, you can't say too much. I mean, you're painting the picture, you're trying to be descriptive. And I caught myself once in the late innings, I think I said swinging a ground ball, and that's a radio call, and I was kicking myself over that one. It was a little thing, but I'm sure it'll get better as the series goes along. But it was just fun sitting back, and with what Gio was doing, I just tried to stay out of the way. You know, let the pictures tell the story, and the crew did a great job. They had the shot of him in the dugout. I couldn't tell if he was just psyching himself up or praying or whatever. Such an emotional night. Dan Colco had the report in the fifth inning about what Gio had done prior to the game, along with Bryce Harper and Edwin Jackson, who was a teammate of Jose Fernandez, seeing his young daughter and the fact that it was his birthday. It all seemed like the stars were aligned for it to happen. And, you know, when it didn't happen, it was still a great moment when he came off the field. I mean, how many visiting players get a standing ovation on the road? That was crazy, and he soaked it all in. But after it was all done, I was kind of a little sad that he didn't get it, just because it seemed like it should have happened. It would have been the Hollywood ending for him to get the no-hitter.
It was still a magical night, though, Monday in Miami, Jags. And how is Gio doing it this year? It's gone from, you know, he got it to a nice start last year, too. It's now gone from, hey, this is kind of fluky, good for him. He's pitching maybe a punching above his weight class a little bit, to top five ERA in baseball. We're at, what, 22 starts for Gio Gonzalez at this stage. That 2.66 ERA, 142 innings pitched. This is the year he's having. How is he doing this?
Well, not only top five in ERA, but how about top five in innings pitched?
Yeah.
I mean, Gio has always been a guy who, you know, if you got six innings out of him, it would take 110 pitches, and you kind of felt lucky about that, and sometimes it was five and dive. You know, to me, it just seems around the clubhouse he's been a little more loose and kind of the happy go-lucky guy that he was in 2012. I don't know if it's the fact that he's a dad and he's about to be a dad again. He seems to be enjoying everything more. And, you know, the knock on Gio was when things would go badly, when he get a call against him, or, you know, there was an error or a loop hit, he couldn't just put that behind him and refocus on the task at hand. But the shocking thing, guys, is the batting average. I mean, is this sustainable, the batting average with runners in scoring position? It's been the best in the league. Last year, it was the worst among starting pitchers. Got over 300 against him with runners in scoring position. This year, it's 100, and with two outs, it's 060. So he has had the knack of getting in trouble, but then getting out of trouble. He could never get out of trouble before. And if he can sustain that, then he's going to keep posting these numbers. So he's obviously earned the confidence of Dusty Baker to stay in the game longer, because he's proven that he's been able to get out of trouble when he's been in it.
One of the voices of Nationals baseball, and now one of the faces of Nationals baseball, Dave Jagler on Grant.
Still a face for radio. Still a face for radio, though.
We know
that
over here.
Looked good on you, Jags. Don't you sell yourself short. Hey, Brandon Kinstler comes to town. Third reliever added over the last 3 weeks. You go back to the Ryan Madsen, Sean Doolittle deal. Mike Rizzo has essentially remade this entire bullpen. Your thoughts on bringing Kinsler aboard and how this shakes out moving forward in the back end?
Well, I mean, I think initially you probably would slot him in the seventh inning. Now, Dusty didn't commit to anything as far as 7, 8, 9, but boy, Mattson has just been lights out and touched 99 the other day at home, and so he seems very comfortable in the eighth. And Doolittle's did a nice job last night coming in to face the winning run, guys with power. And, you know, he had some initial hiccups just with the walks in his first couple of appearances, but he closed for a postseason team in Oakland a few years ago, so I don't think you want to change that necessarily, but they've got 2 months to figure it out. And I think, at least from Dusty's initial comment yesterday, he likes the ground ball potential for Kinsler to be a guy who's replacing Blake Treinen, because the one thing Treinen did well for last year's club, and he didn't settle in that role necessarily this year until a little bit later on, bring him in with a man on base and get the double play. He is a heavy sinker ball pitcher, not necessarily a strikeout pitcher like you would think about as your classic closer. So he could be a get out of trouble guy in the middle innings. And if you're worried about Doolittle pitching 2-3 days in a row, he can do the ninth inning. He's done that 28 times this year and made the All-Star team. So you look at the contenders around the National League, and everybody made additions, the big three in the NL, and that the Nationals did not need to make an addition to their position player arsenal. I mean, they're hoping to get guys back healthy here in August, the guys that are down. But they certainly needed to remake the bullpen, and it's much different than it was when it started the year.
Yeah, Jags, Jason Wirth, 47 games played. Now his contemporaries are now twice as many games played. Ryan Zimmerman, 94. Daniel Murphy, 97. Harper, 96, et cetera. We're now a long time without Jason Wirth. When do you think, A, he comes back? B, what's he going to be when he comes back? We're kind of counting our chickens here at times. Well, the guys that have filled in have been great, but what do you expect from Jason Wirth and when?
Well, I mean, he's been swinging the bat and taking on-field batting practice, but until he can actually run, then he can't start his rehab assignment. I mean, he's with the club here in Florida, so the key for Jason is he needs at least, I think, a month. I mean, you look at what he does in spring training. I mean, he's always a guy who's pretty slow to get it going. He's a veteran guy. It takes him a while to get ready for the season and get into the flow of the season. So I think the Nationals would ideally love to get him back near the end of August so that he has that full month of September to get at-bats under his belt for the postseason. So I'm counting on him being there and being the number two hitter, trailing Turner and in front of Harper and being a big factor in the postseason. But again, a move that Mike Rizzo made that I thought was a brilliant one was Howie Kendrick.
Yeah.
I mean, Kendrick certainly gives you some Jason Wirth insurance, you know, if he's not quite back to form, if it takes him longer to do so, as he can play left field. And to me, I love bench guys who've been around a bit. And Adam Lind's been a great addition to the club. They need to get Drew healthy. If you have a postseason bench with Drew and Lind and Kendrick, that's an excellent bench. And when you look at the Dodgers and how they matched up against the Nationals last year in that postseason series, the Nationals bench had youngsters. They had Taylor on the bench, and they had Defoe on the bench. And the Dodgers were pulling off Carlos Ruiz to pinch hit, and if Chase Utley wasn't starting, he was on the bench. And then it was Kendrick on the other side. So they had veteran players who had big hits in that series, and the Nationals will have an outstanding bench going forward into the division series.
How do you think they stack up right now? The most likely first-round matchup would probably be the Cubs. And the Dodgers, maybe in a league championship series, just got Yu Darvish. Those teams obviously loaded with pitching. How do you feel about the Nats in the playoffs at this moment?
Well, I mean, right now, boy, the big three teams there got better. I mean, the Dodgers adding – when I looked at the Dodgers in June and it was head-to-head with the Nationals, the big edge I thought the Nationals had was in that 2-3 starter range. I mean, obviously they had Kershaw to match Scherzer, but they didn't have anyone to stack against Strasburg. And even the way Gio's pitching, I wasn't buying the 10-0 or 11-0 start of Alex Wood. Maybe he's going to be in the rotation. Rich Hill, Brandon McCarthy, Hyunjin Ryu, whoever you wanted to throw out there, I thought the Nationals were significantly better, you know, 2-4 in a postseason rotation. Obviously, Darvish is a two that could counter Strasburg, so that makes it a more even scenario. Both lineups are outstanding. The Dodgers' bullpen, obviously they have the outstanding closer. They were a little soft on the left side, and they addressed that yesterday with Tony Cingrani, who just gets after it and rips that fastball. And obviously the other addition as well, So with two lefties that they've added, I think they're certainly improved in that respect. So I don't care if they win 120 games in the regular season or 110 games. The best regular season team that I saw was the Seattle Mariners in 2001, where they won like 116.
Yep.
They lost in five games in the American League Championship Series. So that would be an outstanding matchup. But, you know, the Cubs got better, too, with Justin Wilson, and they added a catcher. So we'll get a head-to-head look at the Cubs here at the end of this road trip. But I don't think the Nationals have to take a back seat to anybody. They shored up what was their big weakness. Now, the key going forward in the last 2 months is who stays healthy? Does anybody go down between now and the end of the season? Last year, the Nationals suffered two debilitating injuries in September and had no chance to address it when Strasburg and Ramos went down. So you want Strasburg to get back healthy, and hopefully everyone stays healthy the rest of the way.
Jax, appreciate the time with us. Congrats on the great TV call. If you could just see your way to calling near no-hitters for the Nationals every time you hop on the TV broadcast, that would be really considerate of you.
Well, Max Scherzer's pitching tonight, so as we like to say, you never know.
You never know. You just never do. Jax, thank you,
buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Well done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Yeah, how about a near no-hitter the night before Max throws? Last time he was in Miami pitching, he took a no-hitter into the eighth inning.
That's right.
You may remember.
Who got the hit? Was it Yelich?
It was Christian Yelich, I believe.
He's always involved in no-hitters in the Nationals, by the way. Had the flyout that Steven Souza caught.
I was thinking maybe Martin Prado, but maybe it was Yelich.
I feel like it's going to be Prado, even if he's not even playing. Like,
yeah.
That dude torches us with lazy opposite field singles.
Colin Kaepernick does not have a job still. The Ravens needed a backup quarterback. They got a Harbaugh as a head coach, and they even went in a different direction. Next on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.